This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here of this live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the Captain.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the police and tracking devices, like the phone that you probably have in your pocket or purse, or your car with you, or wherever, and what that can lead towards, possibly you being caught up as a suspect in a case that you had nothing to do with.
Yeah, people are afraid that governments are going to institute, like, the chip in your head, right, mm-hmm. like you have for your pets, right,
yeah,
to find that way. They're, oh, well, if we do that to humans, they'll be able to track us wherever we go. Well, guess what? They already can do that. The only difference is that the chip, it's in your phone.
It was voluntary, too.
And not in your...
You chose to do it. So we can talk about that. If you want to jump in, you can bring up whatever you want. Just a few moments ago, we had a gentleman on the line with us. I think it was Pat, who was kind of calling in. He was defending the police, defending prohibitions without even really seeming to understand what he was defending, not really being able to, you know, when we brought an example to him of a ridiculous law, of which there are plenty out there, because look, I'm fine. Go ahead, cops, go ahead, enforce murder laws. Enforce
please.
Arson. Enforce against rapists.
Test
please.
Some rape kits.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have a problem. If that's all the police were doing, there would be very little for me to criticize. But instead, they spend an inordinate amount of time going after people for violating stupid traffic laws that everyone violates, like speeding, or violating prohibitionist laws, like having an open container while walking from one place to another. No one's being harmed by that activity. And it's not bad for somebody to violate a bad law. There have been historically many bad laws that have deserved violation. Good people violate bad laws. For instance, the Fugitive Slave Acts, great example of that, where it was illegal to help a slave, an escaped slave, escape their slavery.
Right.
That was a crime to hold on to that person, in the same way that it was illegal to hold a Jewish person in Nazi Germany without, you know, reporting them to the police. Same thing. It happened here. And people look back and they're like, well, of course that was wrong. But a lot of the folks who believe that the police should enforce all the laws would have said the same thing in 1830 or whatever.
And you nailed it there. And the caller even said as much. He said, well, I believe that, and then followed it up with that, you know, there's good police and bad police and mm-hmm. good, you know, and any blah, blah, blah. But it's belief. Yeah. And I challenge anybody to look at the evidence of your belief. If you believe that the police are mostly good and there's just a few bad apples that give them a bad reputation, please go and do the research and be able to back up your belief with facts and evidence about that, because it's been my experience that when you go and you look at this stuff, and it's all publicly available from the government themselves, right? And so you know it's biased, but like when you go and look at that, the evidence is overwhelming that they are obviously an institution built for the opposite of what most people believe.
And we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. We got Josh. He's on the line in Sioux Falls, Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Or is it Idaho? Josh, I'm sorry. Sioux Falls is Idaho, isn't it?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sorry about this. South Dakota. Where the hell are you, Josh? Where is Sioux Falls?
Well,
I'll tell you that, buddy. Not very nice.
You're getting flushed.
Not very nice. So we go on here. Where is Sioux Falls? Is this South Dakota?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. We continue here. Is it going to be one of those nights? Well, we'll find out. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Our callers have been good so far tonight. We've had some good calls, some challenging calls, good discussions, good information. And so I've been a member for a long time of a group called Cop Block.
Yes.
I was one of the original
members
of that.
Founded that.
I've got badge number 5. Okay, so I was there in the beginning.
You're like a founder.
I'm an OG, man, of that. And, you know, I've done a lot of this activity of going out and observing the police and recording the police
mm-hmm.
and standing up for my rights and standing up for the rights of others and informing others of their rights. And the reason I have to do it is because it's not just a few bad apples. And remember, the rest of that phrase, the rest of that saying is, spoils the bunch. A few bad apples spoils the bunch. Suggestion being that it catches
yes.
onto the rest of them, that it infects the rest of them with their badness. Or at the very least, it pushes, like the reality of it is, if there is a good cop, then they keep quiet because they're surrounded by bad cops who are going to hurt them or possibly, you know, do something really bad to their family or something like that if they were to reveal the extent of the corruption that they are privy to on a yeah. day-to-day basis. So, again, I'm not saying there aren't decent cops who've tried to do the right thing or who quietly do the right thing, like if they catch some kids with, you know, some alcohol underage, that they'll just dump it out and let them go.
Right.
Right? That's happened. I know it's happened. It happened to me once.
Wow.
We've had cops call the show.
Lucky bastard.
We've had the cops call the show and talk about, you know, decent, better cops have yeah. called the show and given examples of how they've let people go in certain circumstances like that. But if they're on a, you know, if they've got their chief with them and then they come across something like that, well, then they got to make an arrest.
Yeah,
because they can't just get away with it because there's somebody who's a higher up who's watching them. So there's no perfect situation, but it would be better if we didn't have prohibitions like drug prohibition or alcohol prohibition that are then used as an excuse to harass young people. Because, look, I don't think any cop actually believes that if they arrest a teenager or a 20-year-old for having an open container or underage possession, that that's going to stop them from drinking. Do they really believe that?
Didn't stop me.
No. And, as I pointed out, most cops have had a drink before they were 21, too, mm-hmm. so they know it's hypocrisy, even as they conduct the arrest. They gotta know it's for revenue. That's all it is. That they know that as soon as they let that person back out, well, the next weekend comes, they're going to be partying with their friends. Maybe they'll be more careful. Maybe they'll take the beer they have or the hard liquor that they have, and instead of carrying the bottle of Jim Beam down the street, they'll pour it into a sealable Coke bottle.
Right, or a 7-Eleven cup, a big gulp
yeah,
or something. Right.
Right? So maybe they'll take an extra step to where they may not get arrested, but they'll still be doing the same thing that's, again, not a crime because there's no victim in my mind,
yeah.
But to them it's a crime because some stupid politicians wrote down some crap on a piece of paper and act like it's all important. Let's continue here. We've got, I think John is on the line in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, John.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I mean, with enforcing the law, I mean, it's the law. People vote on it. The majority of people
no,
vote
they don't.
On that stuff.
No, they don't.
The people who do vote create the law. So, I mean, if you want to change
no.
it, you've got to
no, no, that's not how it works. No, you don't generally vote on laws. You generally vote on politicians, and then those people go and create stupid laws.
Sure, sure. But the thing is, people, when you got a president who's telling police officers it's okay to, you know, maybe slam somebody's head into the car before you push them in the car or whatever, you know, you gotta get out and vote to change that. You know, you gotta vote.
How is voting going to change it? Because whether it was this president or the presidents prior to them, police have been slamming people's heads into things.
Curbs don't.
Yeah, I guess gone are the days where they actually try to mediate a situation.
When were those days?
Those days did exist. They used to be called, and John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. At one time, they actually did refer to them as peace officers. Now, you won't hear that terminology very commonly anymore.
I've never heard a police officer referred to as a peace officer.
Yeah, not in our lifetimes.
Other than in the historic context.
Right, not in our lifetimes, but they have in the past where if they were called to, let's say, a bar fight
mm-hmm.
or something like that, they would go in and they would restore the peace by taking the people who were involved in the fight and separating them from one another and getting them out of the bar and taking one home or ensuring that they leave the premises and go away from one another, and then they'd leave, and that would be the end of the
story. Sounds like a bouncer.
Well, I mean, a bouncer can do that same kind of task, and ideally having a bouncer would prevent the police from being called in the first place. But that's one of the things the police were sort of doing as peace officers was restoring the peace. You know, you might have heard old stories from decades ago, like within the last 100 years, where a cop would show up, somebody's drunk, get pulled over. They'd give them a ride home.
Right, yeah, I have heard that.
It doesn't happen anymore, but it happened in the past. Now they're called law enforcement officers, and it's sort of this more of like this automaton role where they're just like just sort of robots mindlessly enforcing the law, putting people in handcuffs. We must arrest. We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here if you want to join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. LibertyCon is coming up, and it'll be happening in less than a month from now.
Oh, yeah.
Free Talk Live will be attending this event. I have never been to a LibertyCon before. It's a Students for Liberty event, so they definitely want younger people to attend. Student discounts are heavy for this. There's a nice deep discount if you're a student on these tickets. But the regular price tickets are also shockingly affordable, and you can save $10 on the already shockingly low-priced tickets over at LibertyCon.com. When is it? It's coming up April 3rd through the 5th, and it's going to be in D.C. So that's the only downside.
The District of Criminals.
Of the event. But there's a lot of reasons to attend this.
If ever there were a place that needed more liberty.
Yeah. Let's see here. John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, is going to be one of the keynote speakers there, and there's a bunch of other great speakers. Plus, they're going to have debates, one of them called Is Government Necessary? With David Friedman versus Timothy Sandifer. Friedman will argue government is not necessary, while Sandifer will argue that it is. Gene Epstein will also be taking on Stephen Pearlstein. Epstein is the economics editor for Barron's, and Pearlstein is from the Washington Post. They'll be debating, does capitalism require government intervention? You could be part of LibertyCon. Go to LibertyCon.com to get your tickets and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save $10. We will look forward to seeing you there as we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to go first to Derek, calling us from Pennsylvania, listening, I think, to WJET. Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, nice to talk to you.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys talking about, you know, laws that are questionable. And how they could affect people.
Yeah.
I bought like spice legally in one state. The synthetic marijuana.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
K2, whatever you call it, wherever you're from. And then got caught with it in another state where it was a felony.
Oh my God!
So
what state?
At a gas station in one state.
Where is it a felony?
It was in Alabama where I got caught. I spent a year in jail waiting for a trial.
Oh, my God. Wow. How did they catch you?
I was speeding what happened? Because this was a while ago. This was like 6 years ago. I was with a friend of mine that he pulled out of a parking lot at night and turned his headlights on, like right after he got out of the parking lot.
Well, I want to hear more of the story, because turning the headlights on doesn't necessarily mean you get caught with spice. So, like, what happened? They pulled you over?
For not having the headlights on in the public roadway at night.
I mean, what it was is we pulled out of a place that was probably kind of shady.
Okay.
He's black, I'm white, and it was Decatur, Alabama.
We're on, by the way, in Decatur.
I was white.
So they pulled you over for being with a black guy in a car at night in Alabama.
No. Like I said, he turned on his headlights after he pulled out of a parking lot.
Right.
So
arguably at night, right?
It was dark out.
Yeah.
It was well lit. You know, there's plenty of street lights and all that. But whatever. Yeah.
But that's the reason they pulled him over, was because he didn't have the headlights on when he started the car?
Yeah. Well, no. He pulled out onto the street before he turned his headlights on.
Okay. So because he did the right thing, they pulled him over. So they wanted an excuse to pull this guy over. But then how did that lead to you getting caught with the spice?
He was a felon, but he was trying really hard to turn his life around. He'd been working, he was working with me. We do spray foam insulation. He worked very hard for the entire year I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
He was really... he was paying all his fines. He was staying clean. There was nothing like that going on. But because he was a felon, they were allowed to search the car, and I had that on. But
wait a minute.
My point is
that a thing? Hold on, I've never heard of this before. Just because you're a
felon?
That's
what the cop said. I don't know.
Oh God.
Was he on probation?
Yeah, no, he was on parole. Probation.
Maybe that's why.
Like I said,
probably why.
He was trying to get his life together too.
But wait a minute, one other thing, Derek. I just want to know. It's interesting to me to find out these things. Did you have the spice on you? Was it on your person?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So you let them pat you down, even though they only had the right to search his car?
Yeah, they said that because I was in the car, and he was a felon. They had the right to search me.
Man. And then they sat you in jail for a year while you awaited trial?
Yes.
Did you end up taking a plea deal or go to trial?
I took a plea deal.
What was it, for time served at that point?
It was a weird situation because I wasn't from that state, and they wanted to put me on this, like, weird probation that would make me have to stay in that state for another 2 years.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I just took plea, and so now for the rest of my life, I'm a felon. I can never own a gun. I can never, do a bunch of things for the rest of my life.
All because you wanted to get, catch a buzz off of this synthetic drug. I mean, that's...
That's a terrible drug. Nobody should do it.
Yeah.
But to ruin somebody's life forever because they...
Right. It wasn't the spice that ruined your life. It was the police. It was the system. It was prohibition that ruined your life. You may have decided on your own volition that, the spice stuff, it ain't that great, and you might have stopped using it on your own.
I was a very functioning drug addict, And now I'm a less functioning non-drug addict.
Derek, thanks for sharing that story. Was there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
No, that's all.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Without knowing all the details in a story like that, it's hard to... I can't give legal advice. I'm not an attorney, but I will say this. If I were in that situation... First thing I would have done was gotten video, record that situation as it's going down. I'm going to presume that the police were telling the truth when they said that they could search his car, because if he was under parole terms or probation terms, then, maybe that's part of it. Because, I know that if you're on probation, they can come in and flush your house.
Being a parolee, it's almost slavery.
Yeah, probation certainly, they can toss your house anytime they want, so it would make sense that they could toss your car, but that wouldn't make sense that they could search the person
a
passenger. You still retain your own rights to your own privacy. If you're not on probation yourself, just because you're with somebody that's on probation doesn't all of a sudden negate the fact that you have a right to privacy.
Right.
So I think that they BS'd him on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops can do what they call a Terry Pat, where if they pull you over and you're not a felon, if you are just a normal person being pulled over, the cop can, supposedly for their own safety, pat you down looking for weapons.
Hmm.
So if they feel a little plastic baggie in your pocket, there's no way they could claim that they believe that that was a weapon. So them saying to turn out your pockets because of that should be inadmissible in court. That could have probably have been challenged, but then again, you got to have an attorney and know what you're doing.
And we hear all the time about people who are told a thing by a law enforcement officer, and it turns out to not be true because
all the time.
The law enforcement officers can lie to you.
That's right.
But if you lie to them, that's a criminal offense.
In some places it is. Certainly it's a criminal offense with feds.
Mm-hmm.
That much is true. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Better off not speaking to the police than telling lies.
Amen.
855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. You can take control of the airwaves. The live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a press briefing on Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence says he's working on a plan to keep Americans safe.
While the risk to the average American of contracting the coronavirus remains low, it is essential that we find ways to mitigate that risk to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
those comments as D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is confirming the city's first confirmed case of the virus. The Democratic presidential primary is down to two major candidates, and it's beginning to show. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are spending their first weekend as their party's top White House contenders, increasingly taking shots at one another. Sanders campaigning in Dearborn, Michigan. Meanwhile, former Vice President Biden spending his Saturday in St. Louis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. By the way, if you want to get on the lines with us, you got to go through the Discord because right now the phones are full.
We're packed.
We are packed to the max on our phone lines. So if you want to get on, either you're going to have to keep dialing and dialing or just call in on Discord where it's super easy to get in there. Go to discord.lrn.fm.
Are you a 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement or do you have some doubt? I know I do. Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at cfo-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at cfo-project.com.
All right, we continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Bob in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, I'm one of those college kind of guys back in the day.
Yeah.
And I went to Georgia Tech, and I also went to the Florida State. Mm-hmm. Now, on Friday night, I wouldn't walk down to the watering hole. I would jump into my 65 Mustang with a 302 and a four-barrel carburetor, and I'd drive down there with my plush seats, find parking, which is all jammed up, believe me. The whole place is jam-packed with cars.
Mm-hmm.
You go into the watering hole, you know, your favorite bar and grill, and you sweet-talk girls, get them to drive home with you. I've never walked down to the watering hole, believe me. I think most of the people that are down there are just jamming the place. Go to, for example, you go to homecoming or something like that. You're not walking down to the water hole. You're driving down there in your ride. You know, you got your nice car and you're out there to have fun and, you know, pick up some sweet things.
Okay.
Not there to, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm following.
People aren't
I'll
just
take your
walking
word for
down
it.
There. They're jumping in their car drunk. And I have done that many times. I have jumped in my sweet Mustang drunk many times, but I would call it buzz. But then again, I'm not for or against, I'm not talking on prohibition. I'm just talking about the fact that people go down there, aren't going down there to drink Shirley Temples on the Rock. They're down there to, you know, pile
yeah.
on the
What's the point?
And the point is, they're not walking down there. They're driving there and driving back.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there was a time, too, and I'm old enough to remember this time, when there was no law against drinking and driving, and there were no laws against open container. And, in fact, I remember some folks, as a youth who, were sort of uncle-ish to me, who had vehicles, and they would literally drive around with open beers. They would have an open beer.
Yeah, right.
They would have an open beer, and they'd be like, hey, I'm going over to Bob's house, and they would walk out of the house with the beer in their hand, get in their car, set their beer in their cup holder, and drive away, or drive away with
right.
it in their hand.
How about drive-through liquor stores, man?
Well,
you ever seen one of those?
Why yep. the cops are stopping them down there, because they know they're going to be jumping in their ride and driving away with
a Well, look, if you're causing a problem, I mean, if you're drunk on the roads and you're a danger, then you should be taken off the roads, in my opinion.
Well,
I mean,
there's a bunch of them. Everybody in the bar, you go over to these places, you know, people are just booting it up, and you see people driving by, and they're putting their butts on the glass of the windows, and just raising holy, you know what? You know they're not. They've been drinking. I mean, that's
yeah.
what it is.
Well, I don't understand what you're getting at here. We all know
I'm
what happens in bars.
Fact that they're drunk, and that's why the cops stop them. That's
okay.
why the cops are stopping because they're drunk, and it increases the possibility that you're going to crash your car and harm somebody.
Yeah, I think we all understand how that works. I'm not sure what it is. You know, what new information are you bringing
That's
us here?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's
okay.
because when people are down there getting drunk, they want to put a little bit of a governance on it to make sure that people are understanding that there is a problem.
Okay, but that's not what we were talking about earlier. I just want to bring our listeners up to speed.
I know, you were talking about walking down to the water.
Yeah.
And I take umbrage with that. You're not
well, you can take umbrage with it. Maybe that's the way things where you were.
Well,
but around here, we live in a small place where it's easy to walk from where you are to where you want to be, and you don't have to drink and drive.
We don't know that. We know that the universities are places of hoopla and lots of go down to the
dude, I live in a college town. I know exactly what it's like. Okay, I'm here.
This town is
it
very
is
walkable.
It's no different anywhere else, youngin. I tell you that. It's the truth.
You think you got age on me, and that's that's what makes you win this? Look, I live in a college town, dude. I've been out on party nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. There's young people walking everywhere in this town because they can. And you know what? You can't win anyway with these cops because even if you try to walk from the bar to your house.
Yep.
They can still stop you. They can stop you if they think you're too drunk walking.
Yep.
And then they can take you and put you in a jail cell on what they call protective custody. Or no, what's it called? It's something like that. Protective something or other.
Mm.
Where it's not actually a crime, but they can still take you away from your freedom and put you in a cage for a night.
Because you were being responsible and walking.
And walking home.
Yeah.
Right.
They can get you for public intoxication if
right.
you're walking home and you're
right.
stumbling. Right. So you can't win.
You can't
There's
win.
No winning.
And the other thing is, and thank you, Bob, for the call tonight, Mr. Know-It-All. The other thing is, because of government regulations is the reason why in places like what he was talking about, these towns where everybody's got to drive to the bar.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you can't have a bar in your neighborhood.
Right.
Because the government gang, in all their wisdom, they're, you know, city council or their town planners, and these bureaucrats that think they know everything about how to run your life. Well, we can't have businesses next to residential. We can't have... My God, it would be anarchy!
Can't have a bar next to a school.
Trying to think.
No, there is one here in town.
Bars near schools.
There's a bar right next to a school here in town. Guess what? It's not a problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem at all. And we actually live in a place, we're in New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from, in little old Keene, New Hampshire, a little town of 23,000. They call it a city, but it's not really a city.
No.
But when I moved here, and there aren't as many of them now, but there still are some of them, there's like these little kind of corner shops, basically, little shops where they've got sandwiches and, you know, convenience items and alcohol, and these things exist in neighborhoods. There's like over a few streets over from this studio, there's a street called Elm Street where there's an Elm Street Market.
Yep.
And it's right in the middle of houses.
Yeah.
It's just
like,
a house.
Isn't it like a house converted into
a
store? Maybe it's got an apartment above it or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just a little neighborhood shop. It's pretty cool.
And it's super convenient.
Yeah.
You need to go grab some alcohol at, you know, 10 o'clock at night or get a sandwich or whatever. You can walk there.
Yep.
And it's nice to have that.
This town is very walkable, and I say that as a guy of much weight,
right?
Like, I'm a hefty dude, and I don't really like walking. But guess what? This town, incredibly walkable.
It's encouraging to walk because it's easy. There's no reason not to. Why get in the car if you can just bike over or walk over to a place? And so if we didn't have zoning restrictions where the government tells you, oh, well, you can't have that there. Where if you could just build whatever you wanted, wherever you want, as long as you own the property, you can put something up. If you're not in a deed-restricted neighborhood, for instance, then we could have more convenient places like a bar for a neighborhood where most of the people going there would be walking to that bar, which would dramatically decrease the amount of drunk driving.
Yep.
Anyway, more coming up here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us here. So, yeah, I don't have a problem taking drunk people off the road. I don't have a problem with that at all. On the other hand, I also don't think drunk driving should necessarily be a crime.
Well, it brings into question, too, you're punishing people before a crime has been committed.
Right. I don't think it should be a crime if you're, like, driving 5 miles an hour on the side of the road. You're not a danger to anybody there. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you're already on the line, we'll probably get you on here in just a moment. If you want to try to get on, you can. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, then you need to hook up with AnyPay because they do some amazing work. We get the pleasure living here in Keene, New Hampshire, the crypto mecca, of going out and using AnyPay all the time. I use it today to buy my my lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it was that I had before. I guess it was technically breakfast. But anyway, down at the local bar here, and there's several places in town where you can use AnyPay. It makes it easy to pay with cryptocurrency. I paid with Bitcoin Cash tonight. I use Dash a lot as well. And you can actually start earning passive income if you can get a local business to start accepting cryptocurrency payments, specifically Dash and Bitcoin Cash, with the AnyPay platform. Here's how you do it. You download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your own cryptocurrency wallet address. So you set it up for yourself on your own device. And that way you can kind of experiment with it and get used to it and see what it's like. Test it out. And then once you feel comfortable with it, you go and set up AnyPay Cash Register on the whatever point of sale device they have, like a tablet or something at your local favorite business in town. And then tell AnyPay you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. They will get you set up as a AnyPay ambassador, and you can start earning a residual passive income over time on every Dash and Bitcoin Cash purchase made at those businesses.
And if you have a business and you're wondering just how exactly that goes in, most cash registers, even the older ones, have a button called like other, right?
check,
you know, that kind of a thing. So these devices are completely programmable for something that is not already contained within that particular cash register or application.
Yeah, there's
so,
usually a way to do that. Point of sale system.
It's really not that difficult to do. So, and so what you're telling me, Ian, is that if I have a place of business that I frequent and I would like them to take cryptocurrency, I can go through these steps and then get them signed up, and whenever somebody spends crypto there, I get a piece of that?
That's how it works.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep, it is pretty awesome. AnyPayInc.com. Let's go to Patrick. He's listening in Alpena, Michigan to FM, I believe, to WCTK. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hi.
Hey.
I honestly had a story about the whole police incident, but then you got talking about Bitcoin, and I actually changed my topic.
That's fine. Whatever you want to talk about, go ahead.
I was filing my taxes not too long ago, but they wanted me to. One of the questions was, have you bought any cryptocurrency? And so my question is, I'm like, isn't that a private thing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's none of their business that I bought cryptocurrency.
Right. Yeah, it's none yet. And they don't have a box for that. They have yes or no.
Right.
They don't have the none yet box.
Okay. Well, that was just after the little infomercial you did there, I was like, wait a second, I have another question.
Yeah, I'm not an attorney. I can't give legal advice, but my advice is don't check either box.
So what happens if you don't?
Nothing. I put no, and then they just moved on with their life.
No, I'm saying don't check either box.
I have cryptocurrency. I have, I'm saying.
Captain Kickass is saying don't check either box, and I'm saying what happens if you don't do that? Like,
well, no, I just said no.
I know, that's what you did.
It's a yes or a
but
no.
The guy in the studio here with me, Captain Kickass, is saying don't check either box, and I'm asking what is it that
would happen?
Oh,
there's no, you have to check one or the other, but just
or else
if
what?
I hit no.
That's the question we're asking.
I can't move forward if I don't hit no.
Oh, you're doing some sort of automated
e-file
thing.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm not rich by any means.
Now, isn't it? Now, just to clarify, I haven't filled out one of these tax forms since 2004, so it's been a while. Aren't these signed under the penalty of perjury?
That's what I was kind of wondering. It comes down to this weird question. Why are you asking about cryptocurrency?
Because they want to know all your business. They want to know everything about you.
Well, and they don't follow it up with, how much did you buy? Where did you buy it?
I didn't hit yes, so I don't know. They might have asked how much.
Yeah,
because they're
going to
consider it a...
Here's my question for you, Patrick. Look, I got no problem with people giving the government false information, but do understand that there is a risk involved. You know, I don't think that's any of their business, personally. But here's my concern. If you've purchased cryptocurrency through some form of trackable means, meaning if you went on Coinbase or Kraken or, you know, one of these other domestic cryptocurrency exchanges where you can send a wire transfer or you can somehow ACH dollars to that platform and then buy cryptocurrency, there is a record of you purchasing that cryptocurrency. So you said you have cryptocurrency. Did you acquire it through private means, meaning buying it from another individual, meaning it's off the record, or did you buy it through some sort of on-the-record system?
No, I didn't buy it on an on-the-record system.
Okay, good. Then you're probably safe answering no to that question. If you did buy, you know, if you did buy cryptocurrency through one of these online systems that has your social security number, they got your name and address.
Oh no, none of that is relevant. No.
Yeah. Then my concern would be that may lead to further, you know, it could lead to further investigation and possible perjury charges if indeed those are signed under the penalties of perjury. So,
but I don't own a lot of it. I was just curious because. I was amazed, as I'm actually a tax professional, and I've never seen that question.
Yeah, it's new as of this year.
Yeah, no mistake. The system is very, not only the government, but the banks are very, 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 very afraid of cryptocurrency. They are beginning, even though cryptocurrency has been around for over a decade, they are just now beginning to realize the OF moment, right? They're like, wow, this could completely undermine our entire industry.
Here's the other thing I would say, as far as people who did buy through one of these online buying houses or whatever exchanges, Coinbase and such, if you did buy cryptocurrency and you don't currently have it on Coinbase, like if you didn't keep it on Coinbase, if you transferred it out to another wallet, remember, even though Bitcoin is trackable, there's still a sort of pseudonymous aspect to it, meaning that whatever wallet you transferred it out to may or may not have been yours.
Right.
It may have been someone else's wallet. So it could very well be true that even if you bought $10,000 worth of cryptocurrency, that you don't have it anymore. Oh, whoops, I lost it. Oh, darn it, someone stole that. Or, you know, there's, yeah, oops, it got lost in a boating accident. I forgot the password to that hardware wallet or whatever. There's all kinds of things that could happen to it after the fact, and there's no real way they can know for sure that it went to you. Or that once you, maybe they know that it went to you the first step, but then it went to another wallet. How do they know that one's yours? They don't. So just because for those people who did answer yes to that question, I wouldn't think that you could necessarily know what happened after that to your cryptocurrency. You might have it all lost in a boating accident.
Mine is on a USB drive, and that's it. Yep. There's never been any trackable thing. That's why I was kind of curious, because I thought cryptocurrency was untrackable.
No. Bitcoin is completely trackable. The thing is, it has the ability to be somewhat, the term they use is pseudonymous. It's not anonymous in that it is an entirely trackable system, but when you spin up a new Bitcoin wallet, so let's say you download Edge Wallet or you download another cryptocurrency wallet that's not one of these managed systems, one of these what they call custodial systems like Coinbase's, where they have custody of your coins, they have custody of your keys to your coins. If you have your own wallet that you just start without asking anyone's permission, without having to give up your username, without having to give up your social security number or whatever, then no one else knows you have that. So if you go and create an Edge wallet right now and you don't put it in your own name, you just create it, username and password, and boom, you've got a new wallet. And you don't tell anyone about it, and you move all, you know, your cryptocurrency into that, and nobody knows that that's your wallet at that point. So there's still some level of you can use this in some semi-anonymous fashion, but you got to be careful.
Some anonymity to it too, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. When I bought it, I mean, this was years and years ago. I just kind of keep track of it. But I was like, I didn't ever give them any of my information. How do they know about it? You know what I mean?
They don't.
So that was my question. Yeah. Actually, when that came out to it, I was going to give you a story about the police situation a few callers ago, but at this point, that was more of my concern.
Very good, Patrick. Thank you for your call here tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you as we continue here quickly to Jabaya in the Bronx. Go ahead. Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey. As well as, you know, I'm a big fan of this program.
Thank you.
Recently discovered it. I actually wanted to ask, you know, a question, because I've been thinking about the toxicity and the politics in America right now. And I think a lot of it stems from the fact that, you know, we've allowed, like, the federal government to be, like, such a big part of our lives. And, you know, I've been...
Jabaya, I want to say something, and I apologize for taking you at the very end of the show. It sounds like you've got a really interesting question to ask, and it's probably going to take more than 10 seconds, because that's about all we have left. What I want to invite you to do is call at the top of the show tomorrow. So call at, like, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's when we start our Sunday edition, and we will start the show with you. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
If you got time, we want to hear from you then. Thank you, Jabaya. We'll look forward to it. And we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, check out lcaptainkickass.com.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.